Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when a weekend getaway turns into a paranormal event, how do you handle it? And what was the white ball her mother saw coming out of her back?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories. Get a commercial-free experience of the show through Apple Podcasts as well. You can even try it for 3 days free. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. In that headline there, the white ball that came out of someone's back, to me it almost kind of sounds like an orb type thing. Have you ever experienced an orb in real life, not just something that was caught on camera?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have seen some stuff. In fact, I think I was at in Milwaukee at the Pabst. I was going to say Pabst Museum, but I think actually at the Pabst Brewery.
Okay.
Doing an investigation there. And we were in this kind of in the basement where the catacombs were, where they kept some of the beer and all that kind of stuff. We were doing an investigation down in there. And I remember seeing this light that seemed to be kind of floating. And the first thing I thought was, oh, it's some sort of, you know, somebody's got a flashlight coming down the hallway, coming down the tunnel.
Sure.
But there was nobody there. And it's like, well, where did that come from? Because it was completely dark. There were no windows, so it couldn't be like a passing car or anything. You're like, what did I just see? And I think there's also been this kind of push from the paranormal world to kind of blow off, orbs and stuff like that. And no, orbs don't necessarily mean that there's a ghost there, but it's some sort of energy, right? So it's something. And so I think sometimes we discard them or dismiss them much too quickly these days.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's just so many times for many years, it was like anybody who had some sort of ball of light in their picture, it must be an orb. And it really, it's a lot of refractions of light. It's yep. much more impressive, I think, if you're actually seeing it with your eyes and it's not just something that's showing up on camera. Right. I had one where, and I don't know what it was to this day, but when I lived in Branson, I had basically a forest in my backyard. And I had a deck that kind of went out into it. And I'd sit out there at night sometimes and just enjoy it, just relaxing, watch TV or something, or just have nothing on and just be looking out over the kind of little canyon that was there. And there was one time where there was like it. At first, I thought it was a flashlight, but it was going through the woods on my side of the cliff. But it was in an area where you really, number one, going and trying to track that during the day would be nearly impossible because it's a cliff and it's very, very wooded. And in the nighttime, I can't imagine anyone that's sane going out there with a flashlight trying to navigate that or why you'd even be out there. It's a death wish. But this thing, it kind of moved through the trees. It wasn't crazy fast. It was just kind of a walking pace, if you will, but it was very smooth. And you didn't hear any, I didn't hear any like leaves crunching or what you'd expect to hear of somebody walking. It just kind of moved through and it was not close enough to really get a good look at it. All I could see was just brightness from behind trees, but I knew it was close. It wasn't like way back and it's reflecting through. You could see the movement of it behind some, in front of some. It's very, very bizarre. I still to this day do not know what that was.
Did you freak out a lot or did you stay calm?
I stayed calm. I just, because at first I thought it was like a street light or something that maybe was on a building and maybe the wind, was rattling the trees and it looked like it was moving, but it wasn't. But no, it was like physically moving. It was not just staying stationary. And then is someone down there? Or
right.
And you try and just, I was thinking logical at first, but then when you think even more logical about where this location was, it was a place that people really couldn't go to begin with. Yeah. So I don't know. It was weird, but it was bright. It was just like a mag light or something is what it looked like. in terms of its color. It wasn't like green or, you know, I couldn't get a shape other than it was light, but it was odd. It was odd. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go ahead and hear this ghost story.
I've been a new listener. I've only been listening for about a month or two now. I wanted to call and share one of many stories that I'll have for you. I'm an empath, and I have a few other things. Needless to say, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my life, and I wanted to share a story with you that was most profound for me anyway. About 2007, 2008, my mom and myself and my middle daughter, who was about 7 or 8 at the time, we went to St. Augustine, Florida for a weekend trip. And for those that don't know, St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest continuously occupied city in the United States. So it's been around since the early 1500s, and it's had like 6 or 7 different country flags. And they pride themselves on maintaining the history of the area. So the main thoroughfare is walkable. It's the same street that was there in the 1700s and the buildings around it. So there's a lot of history, a lot of different energies. It's a really interesting place. So my story is we were there for the weekend, and we went on the Walking Ghost Tour. And we've done it twice, and each time I've kind of had an experience, but the first time it was a photograph that I took of a cemetery, and there were photos that I took in succession, and the one had a lot of, it wasn't even orbs, it was just a lot of white masses in the photo, and it wasn't foggy, it wasn't cold, there was nothing at that time that could have explained why that showed up in the photo, but that's not my story right now. My story is the second visit that we made, and the second time we took the tour, there's a really famous fort there called Castillo de San Marcos. And our tour guide, we were walking around the fort, and she took us to the backside where there's it's called the execution wall, which, as you can imagine, the execution wall is where they killed the prisoners. So we were there, it was about 5 or 6 minutes, and our host was talking about what it was and what they did there. And then all of a sudden I got this shooting pain in my head, and it just hurt, like just on top of my head. It was just like a headache, and I was just like, oh, I got a headache. It's really stinks, you know. And, I didn't think anything of it, but then all of a sudden I felt really anxious, like just that sensation of I need to get out of here. And it was just, it would not go away, and the pain in my head was still there, and I'm like, oh, like, well, this sucks, you know. And it wasn't something that I was feeling. It was just something else that was like I was feeling through me or something of that nature. So I actually asked the tour guide, I said, are we about to move? And she said, yeah. She goes, I'll take you to the front of the fort. There's a half wall we're going to go sit at. I'm going to tell you some more stories. So she took us around to the front of the fort, and I was walking ahead of my mom and my daughter, and there was the half wall. And I walked over, and I was the first to get to it. And I sat down, and I turned around, and then my mother was walking toward me. So she was facing me, and all of a sudden she gasped, like, and she goes, oh, my God, a big white ball just shot out of the back of your back. She goes, are you okay? And immediately when she gasped, that pain in my head went away. It was gone. I didn't have a headache. I didn't feel anxious anymore. And I honestly would have chalked up the entire thing to just, you know, I got a headache. It sucks. It's a really bad experience. But then my mother saw something physically leave my body. So all I can imagine is that it was somebody just using me as a gateway to get where they're going, I suppose. But so that was kind of scary. And since then, I've kind of done some research and discovered ways to kind of block that stuff out or protect myself in case something like that happens. But ever since then, anytime I'm in a place that's either known to be haunted or has one of those kind of the energies about it contain different spirits and things, that same part of my head starts to hurt. And it kind of is a warning symbol now. But anyway, thanks for the show. You guys are amazing. I have a really long commute every day. So listening to you guys for my hour and change commute is really helpful and helps me get through it. And anyway, thanks. That's one of my many stories I'm sure I'm going to share. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that. What's your thoughts?
Great story. There's so many different sides to look at. You can look at it as, she had a headache and somehow the energy that was giving her the headache left, not being a human energy. I'm just saying some sort of like energy flow blockage in her body or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that came to mind. But certainly if she's kind of open to things, then one of the first things she said was that she was an empath. If she's kind of open to that kind of stuff, something could certainly be coming to her and trying to communicate with her. So that's another way to kind of look at it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think sometimes those things will seek out individuals who have the abilities to sense them on a level like that. Thanks for the story. If you want to share your story, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our stories. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.